from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction. Game.
Let's talk some football with Ian Valentino, NFL analyst for the 33rd team. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Ian, we've been spending a lot of time, obviously, on our Falcons. There's a lot of excitement here in the ATL about our team and our quarterback and our weapons. And I want to get your opinion on what you think of the Falcons now that they've made these moves to acquire Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, that defense looks a lot more formidable, right? Like, this is a team that looks like it was built to make a playoff push this season. And this is, I think, what we expected when Kirk Cousins was brought in. And I think, you know, bringing in Raheem Morris is a good move, and he's going to get the most out of the guys that he had, and that was always going to be the case. But now you're actually giving him some leadership. You're giving him proven production. And even if Judon and Simmons are maybe guys that are maybe more year-to-year at this point just because of their age, they're guys that should do really well this year. There's no reason to think that they won't be impactful. And even into the future, I think they've got a couple years left there. So I think if everyone stays healthy, and that's the key because you're relying on a couple of guys that are 30 or older and, of course, a quarterback coming back from major injury, we can assume that if those guys are at least good, then this should be a team that has a really good chance of winning that that division.
We got one of the easiest schedules, but our first quarter is brutal. We got the Steelers, and we got the Eagles and the Chiefs. And the Saints we can handle. I think we can handle them, Ian. But it is a tough way to start. But you feel that this team, because of the edge rush, we haven't had edge rush here in decades. It's something we've been longing for. It just seems like we can do things. I'm not saying we're going to look like the Rams because they had Aaron Donald, but I think we're going to look like the Rams, or try to look like the Rams on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison. I mean, obviously the coaching staff is part of that, but look at what the Rams did last year. They got the most out of guys that were maybe unheralded or guys that weren't really known yet. And you can scheme as much as you can. And like you said, Donald obviously makes that easier. But look at what they did last year in Los Angeles with a secondary that really nobody had heard of most of those guys. So it's not like they were working with the Super Bowl secondary that they had a few years ago. That's completely changed. I think Atlanta, yeah, I mean, you need someone to step up, right? Like, you need that cornerback two spot to not be terrible. And I think if you can just cover up a position like that as best as you can, a lot of the other stuff's kind of there in place too. I mean, Grady Jarrett's obviously still going to be really good, and he might not be Donald with like 10 sacks, but if he can just be a consistent force, I think there's enough there for Morris to work with.
What do you make of our linebacking core? And I'm curious, like, just when we talk about getting pressure, do you think that we'll be in the mix for one of the top sack teams now adding Judon, or does that just increase those numbers maybe by five or six?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that probably determines the upside of the team as a whole. That's probably my number one question for the team, I think. I think that's the best way to put it. Because if they can even just be an average sack team, which is probably where I would put them, the scheme is going to do a certain amount, but you really do need players who are going to make that happen. Like New England, with what they did with Judon, despite not having anybody else, I think is more Bill Belichick being Bill Belichick. Now, Raheem Morris is really good. If he can get this unit into the top 10, that's going to say a ton about him. And I'm optimistic, but even if they can just get to average and have Judon be a star and be what he was in New England, where he's the hub and then everyone else kind of benefits from that, and then you're going to be bringing
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
A lot of simulated pressures, a lot of confusing looks to quarterbacks. I don't know that there's going to be someone out there. I mean, we'll see with Edebuike, like if he can kind of take that step as a young guy. Yeah, you like his raw skills. I don't know if he's got the skill set that is developed yet to be, you know, an 8 to 10 sack guy on his own, but maybe he can be schemed into being that range. And I think that's the intriguing part and kind of like the fun part of this, where someone's going to emerge and it just might not be someone that we expect, but that's going to come from the scheme more so than I think the individual talent.
It's Ian Valentino, guys, NFL analyst for the 33rd team. Check it out. By the way, Google 33rd team. You'll check it out. He's with us on the waitfor.com hotline. In the NFC, we have some of the usual suspects. Do you believe any of this contract squabble with Ayuk, or is that going to affect the 49ers in any way, or do you think they keep on trucking?
Yeah, I think they're going to hammer something out. I just think it makes too much sense. That team is built to win now. A trade never really made sense to me unless if they could get Amari Cooper from the Browns. I think that probably had real legs to it, just because that's a team that has to get a guy who can play at a high level for them to get back to the Super Bowl. But for them, you're just going to retool in the draft in the future anyways. You already have an expensive roster. The cap keeps going up. Just keep your guys as long as you can. I mean, Debo, you're probably going to get rid of Debo sooner than you would Brandon Ayuk. So I think the 49ers will figure it out. They would have needed to get just a great offer to get rid of Ayuk. The money, I mean, it's easy for me to say that this money is life-changing, but the difference there is not really significant enough in NFL terms, I think, to keep these two parties from making this work.
Who, in your opinion, Ian, is the best rookie that you've seen thus far? Bo Nix named the starter for the Broncos today. We know he's had a really good camp and, more importantly, you know, impressive preseason games. But how much stock can you put into that? He'll be 24 years old September 8th, which obviously was one of the older quarterbacks coming out of college football, and we know he played a lot of college football, but is it Bo Nix or is it somebody else that you've been seeing that you feel more comfortable saying, hey, that's going to be the guy?
I thought Nix looked really good last week. I thought the first week was kind of strange because the numbers looked good and the results looked good, but if you watched him in the pocket, he looked scared. He was falling backwards. His feet were all over the place. He was double clutching the ball. He still played all right despite that, but you kind of were worried. It was like, oh, this is a guy with 4 or 5 years of college experience. He shouldn't be too scared in the NFL. But then week two, he looked a lot better, and he played more confident, and you definitely are feeling that that team probably made the right choice looking at who else they had. So I think Nix has played well. I thought Jaden Daniels did a really nice job too in week two. He only played a little bit that first week, but second week they said, hey, we're going to make you take some contested throws, get rid of the ball quickly, hit these throws that are tough, and you know, see how you are in a little bit of an uncomfortable situation. Less deep throws and more of these short spots where if you don't, you know, throw to the right shoulder, it's going to be a pick six. And he nailed it. He played really well, played with a lot of poise. They didn't rely on his legs too much, which I like. I think that he's going to have to win from the pocket, of course, to get to his ceiling. The big plays will come with his legs, of course. But I thought Daniels has been, from week one and week two, probably the most impressive of the rookies, if you look at it from like the big picture.
Ian Valentino's with us here, guys, on Dukes and Bell from the 33rd team, talking some NFL. We get the Steelers in week one. Russell Wilson says, we're playing. So any idea who's going to win that quarterback job from Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson because I think that was a condition of them landing him. I think they promised him the job, and I don't think Pittsburgh is really the franchise to go against what they would tell a player like that. I think Fields has looked nice. I think he is potentially the future there. I mean, he's kind of a mixed bag. Physically, he's got everything you want. He's just got to avoid the mistakes. And there's no doubt that he brings the higher ceiling. And I do think that at some point this season, Pittsburgh's going to look at that and say, look, unless if Russell Wilson shows us anything that he was in Seattle, sooner than later, we're going to have to go to someone else. But I think Wilson's going to get that first month to 6 weeks. Has Fields done well enough to overtake him in the preseason? Probably not. He's looked okay, but he still has those, you know, those brain farts where it's just like, man, like you got to play quicker and you got to get rid of the ball. If he doesn't stop doing that, he's just going to be this really fun Madden type player over this actually good football player.
We've spent a lot of time, Ian Valentino, NFL analyst for the 33rd team, on Tua and this, you know, this controversy or conversation about him and Brian Flores. I want to ask you about how good you think the Dolphins are going to be, period. They spent a lot of money. They paid pretty much all their key guys, right? And Tyreek even got a bump. And they took care of Tua. What's your take on the Dolphins this season?
Yeah, I'm conflicted with them because they paid who they could, but then they also lost a couple of guys in free agency just because of natural cap stuff. And it's tough to lose your best defensive lineman. Like Christian Wilkins was a good player. I don't blame them for not paying him $100 million, but at the same time too, how do you get better when you watch someone like that go through the door? And you know, their secondary has a lot of question marks. They brought in Jordan Poyer from the Bills and he was ready to retire last year. He looked old and slow. And I say that as an old and slow guy myself. So, they've got the offensive explosiveness, but if they can't play better on the road, it doesn't matter. So some of it, I don't think it's really a talent issue for Miami. I think it's a matter of they've got to figure out this discrepancy between home and away because they're almost more like a college team where they're relying on this explosive offense. And defensively, they've got the headlining talent, but I think like that middle of the defense, and I use that more of like a from like a talent perspective, right? Like they've got a couple of A-listers and then everyone else is like a C or D-lister. So they don't have like a like you look at the Falcons where it's more of like everyone's more like a B and then maybe you just got like an A or two. But like I don't know that they have the meat of the defense that's really something that you can rely on to win those tough games. So they're a fun team, but everything has to go right for them to be competitive in the playoffs. And I just don't think that exists because you're going to have to go on the road to these teams that play in the cold weather. And we've seen Miami continue to struggle on the road.
Not a fan of Coach Brah. Hey, man, Ian, should Jerry Jones's son, Steven, put him in assisted living and take away football decision-making? Because what's going on with CeeDee Lamb? I mean, maybe Dak never gets signed, but what's up with the Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't know. They at least have to move him away from the mic. I don't know how you can go out there and say you're all-pro receiver is not a priority, and you don't take care of them. It's a tough look, and they just continue to kind of, you know, to make mistakes in the media, and they say weird things, and then they don't act on it. So yeah, the Cowboys are in a tough spot. They probably have the worst supporting cast of any serious or a team that feels that they're a serious contender of anybody, and that's even with CeeDee Lamb. I mean, the running back situation is a disaster. Wide receiver outside of Lamb is terrible. And who knows if Lamb's going to be out there for week one. So, and what's the future of Dak? I mean, obviously he'll be a very rich man no matter what. But if he's not a rich man in Dallas, that team is kind of just spinning its wheels. So, and I know he's not like the best quarterback ever, but they've taken no steps to try to get someone for the future outside of him. So just it just seems like a rudderless plan, and that's really tough for a team that's, I think, going to be facing a lot of pressure this fall.
Are you buying the Jets hype again?
Yeah. Ooh. If you could tell me that they're healthy for the majority of the season, and so that's Tyron Smith, that's Tyron Smith, that's Aaron Rodgers, that's all these guys. If they're healthy, it makes sense to me that they could be a team that is wins the AFC East, but at the same time, that's such a big if, and all of these guys have missed so much time, they don't have the depth to be able to withstand that. So even the receiving unit, Mike Williams, I mean, you can't rely on that guy. So it's too much of a stretch, I think. Is it possible? Yes. I mean, we've seen some teams have, the stroke of luck of, many, many, many moons. And I don't think that they're a team that, you know, the Jets franchise has not screamed stability and luck throughout, you know, the last 60 years. So I'm going to guess no, but the roster is legit. Like, the starting 22 is very good.
Right. All right, let's bring it back to our Atlanta Falcons, talking with Ian Valentino. Oh, about what do you think? Playoffs, 11 wins,
playoffs?
10 wins? We got skill position guys, and we just haven't had a way to get them the football the last few years. We had some horrible quarterback play. Now we got Cousins. So give us your no BS assessment on the Falcons.
All right. It's going to be a tough year as far as getting out of the division, because I do think there's three good teams, and I think that they're pretty similar. So I think the Saints just have a roster that is still solid, like, through these years. Like, I still like that defense. That defense is still something that
old.
You got to respect.
Aren't they old,
I know,
though?
DeMario Davis is going to be doing this till he's 50 years old.
Yeah,
that guy
is
phenomenal.
You're right.
I love Chris Olave. Alvin Kamara, same thing. That's a guy that Father Time should have taken his wheels already. Mm. But that guy is still really good. So I don't think they win the division, though. I think you look at the Falcons, I'm saying, I think 10 wins.
Okay.
And, yes, they make the playoffs. The question is whether they win the division over the Buccaneers.
Right.
Because I think the Buccaneers are pretty solid, too. But I'm much more optimistic about the team since getting Simmons, since getting Judon. It now makes a lot more sense. And props to them for waiting, because they didn't pay, you know, 100 cents on the dollar for those guys. They paid probably a quarter of what they would have spent if they would have gone and gotten these guys in March.
All right, big guy. We like it. Again, I know that our past here, no, we had 6 years without the playoffs, so it's gonna be a minute for some folks to get on board. Hopefully, we'll talk to you in a few weeks, and you'll be on board. 100%. Thanks, Ian.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That is Ian Valentino, NFL analyst for the 33rd team. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.